What is up? You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded, ancestral, traditional, and shared territories on the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations in the city colonially known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. You just heard the song Silence is Loud by Nia Archives off of their Unfinished Business EP. And today is a very, very, very special episode of Teachable Moments, CITR's one-stop shop for what's hot and what's not. I'm your host, Dork, URU, and today's definition of the word cool is cool, nouns, silliness, nostalgia, and dry ice, featuring Doozy. We have an exclusive interview with Doozy playing immediately after their song, Planet Doozy, which we're going to play right now. So stay tuned for the song, stay tuned for the interview, and then stay tuned for the rest of the show because it's slay. This is Planet Doozy by Doozy, and you're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Very easy, very simple. Do you guys just mind saying your names and explaining what Doozy is and just saying hello?
Hi, my name is Kenan. I use they/them pronouns, and I am one of the two members of Doozy.
And I'm Darren, he/him, drummer, Doozy. Yeah.
So you have a new release coming out. Tell me about it. What's up?
It's in progress still. It's almost where it needs to be. Some changes have been in order as of today. regarding the name. None of which will be public.
Yeah, we won't say what the old name was, and we won't say what the new name is.
Is.
So you don't know what it is yet.
Yeah.
But we recorded everything we recorded all the instrumental stuff 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
With Aaron. Now we gotta do the vocals. We're gonna do that separately on our own. Throughout April. And then the timeline is open from there.
Yeah.
But I think we've got a release date goal. We'll see if we hit it. I don't know. June.
Early June.
We're going to aim for June.
Yeah.
Is that a music-based release?
Hell no.
Heck no. Oh, no. Okay. How is it, like, obviously it's kind of your first actual release, but you guys have been around, or, like, when did you guys start jamming? Like, how did Doozy start?
Honestly, like, Darren sought me out, for sure. Like, I don't know. You, like, really made a lot available, though, as well. And, like that's so crazy to have, like, I never had a space to work in.
Mm.
Like,
mm.
A consistent, like, I kind of did in some house spaces, but, like, that has limitations, for sure, always. But, yeah, like, I never had, like, a music space to work in. Like access to that, and like I don't know, I was like really grateful that like that was a part of it.
I think timeline wise, I remember we jammed like once or twice. I want to say summer like 2022, and then we didn't really do anything serious with that, and then we tried again in January last year, and that's kind of when. We're like, oh, wait, this could actually be something cool. So we kept going at it. And I think we've been going pretty consistently since last January then, jamming-wise.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, and also, like, I think for a stretch, it was also, I mean, we played a few shows in succession. Like, it was pretty, like, clustered. It felt, I don't know.
Three or four, I think. Four shows?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like... That's like a lot of good work that happened, and before a release even, which is, I feel like we're very slow going. At the end of the day, like it feels so fast for me, all of it, but I think it's been slow. I'm not sure.
What was the thing that like felt? Because you said that you like started and then took a break. Like, what was the thing where like that made you be like, oh, this does work?
I think like that first summer, it was just like a casual like hangout and jam. Mm-hmm. And then
yeah, there's no pressure.
And then I think the main thing, okay, I remember it was actually worked. It was like schedule wise, January last year. That's when our schedules aligned. So that's when That's when we could actually do it consistently.
I think like in hindsight, with all that in mind, like I think because we went into that summer bit knowing it was just a summer fling, right? We knew. because I think you're like, yeah, like it's like available, I don't know how long it is,
yeah,
but like, yeah, like we can practice or play or just like see what happens.
It's like the notebook, it's supposed to be just a summer fling.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I guess like kind of what I'm curious about or what I'm trying to maybe get at is like, and this is like really informed by Canon, what I know about your practice or like how you kind of like done music in the past is like in my understanding, Doozy is quite a different sound for you specifically. And obviously like Darren, I don't know. I'm curious like how you see where Doozy fits into like your practice as someone who like is in so many projects and like how it might be different or what draws you to like the sound or slash like experience of being in this project, if there is an answer. And then also for Canon, you as well, like how maybe your approach is different in Doozy versus your like solo work. That's like a bit, those are like a lot of big questions. So let me know if you want me to.
Really cool question. There you go.
Well, all I have to say really is like, when we started, I really liked Canon solo stuff, and I totally thought I would just be like drumming over their existing like their existing like I didn't even know.
No way.
I didn't even think you were going to like bring a bass. I thought you were going to like
have a computer.
Something. I thought it was going to be like what you already do, but with live drumming.
That's so wild.
That's kind of what I was. That's what I my inspo was. I was like, that'd be sick to drum over Cannon's solo stuff. But that didn't happen.
That's so wild. I mean, that can always happen.
Doozy could have been.
Like, we always mess with that thought, and like,
we were almost a hip hop group.
It haunts us to this day. No, we're not. We're not hip hop to me. I mean, I like not even close to not hip hop. I don't know. Doozy's no different than anything to me than I do. Otherwise, like, I don't operate as like. Anytime I've ever made music, I've never done it to like, I don't know how to describe it, but it's never to like, to be the same as like another thing that I've done. Like, I'm always trying to like push my medium and like represent the same thing through like a different lens, I guess. Whether that's like the sound itself or whatever, or like the song, but yeah, so like my bass lines and shit, like they're all the same. Like Darren's heard, like when we were listening to the mixes for the first time over speakers, like I was like trying to like figure some of the melodies out on piano because I've never done so. I've never like analyzed the music really in the way that it's like I can listen back detailed. It's always been like a live experience pretty much. But so it's cool to like hear the songs represented on the keyboard, you know, because they're beautiful songs on keyboard. It's crazy. It's so weird. And like, I don't think I haven't thought of them that way. Like, I feel like that was a part of the process of like writing them, was hearing a certain beauty that's like universal. It's not just about what you're hearing, but what it is, I guess.
Slay. Do you enjoy it being like a live thing, or do you like, was that jarring for you, I guess? Okay, cool. How is it different? I'm just like, I'm really curious about you, like your whole experience of Doozy Cannon. I don't know why. I just find it really, I just like think, I mean, obviously I think Doozy's great, and I'm really like, it seems like almost like such an unexpected thing. Just like, cause I feel like maybe I'm wrong, but your last release is Bacchus's Crush, right?
Yeah, that's so crazy.
Which like just like doesn't really like match, like not it doesn't match, but like it that like that, maybe that specifically that song like feels not like in the vein of Doozy. But so I'm just like curious like how like the experience of like working through a song with a like partner in the project or slash like what in what ways it's different to like your kind of approach.
I think I don't know, like I try to I think listening is like very, very important, I guess. Like, you really got to listen and like hear the person you're playing with, because then that, like, if you can communicate on the basis of hearing each other, then you can like earn a lot of freedom amongst the song for both parties. And I think when you're working by yourself, I think there's a lot of freedom. And honestly, that's like you get lost in that, and that's a bad rabbit hole, because music is meant to be shared at the end of the day and at the beginning of the day. So in the process, it's honestly beautiful to have somebody to work with. That's like incredible. And like Darren is that person. Like it's not just somebody, it's Darren. Like it's incredible for Darren. It's like so fun. Cause there's trust there, and there's like a lot. Especially when you can't hear yourself when you're playing. You gotta be able to listen to each other when you can't hear each other or yourself. It's like, how does that work? So yeah, lots of trust. It's pretty cool though.
Martin.
A lot of practice too. I feel like when we practice, we do good work usually. Those experiences at practice also feel like the same as live performances to me. Like the ones that go well. Like it's one-to-one. It's like if I can get lost in the moment, at either time, live or at practice, it like it equates, it feels the same. So that's like my appreciation for the live aspect as well. That's something that's huge. Like, I mean, I've always worked with people. That's another thing. Like almost all of my music is like with people. Unless it's like some stupid trying to be poetic, like Bacchus crush or whatever. Like that's just me around or messing around, pardon. And there's also so much music that like I don't put out.
Gigabytes.
And it gets like, to me, I mean, it's not all done. It's not like that. It's not like finished music, but I guess it kind of gets me there. It gets me to the sound of Doozy in my head. Like it's all there. Like it's, to me, it's all one thing. Yeah, you could interchange the songs. You could write them over, use the other instruments on Doozy songs and flip it around if you wanted. And I would guarantee it would work. It's all good. Just because it's the same. It's like, but also like, I'm always learning. I'm always changing. And I'm always like accepting a lot or trying to accept a lot with my music and music I'm a part of. Like the part of listening to the world, listening to Darren, listening to myself in the music. So
I guess for Pour Vu, I'm curious because this is my understanding is that like the last time you drummed in a project was Oblomov, and then this is the first project you do vocals on. Like how does, and maybe you answered this and I didn't hear it, but like how for you, like what role does Doozy play in like your, I don't know, like what do you get from it?
I've become a way better drummer. I really enjoy that. Like, I feel like even when we started out, like listening to those old phone recordings compared to now, like, I've like improved a lot. I think just like, even just like holding a beat, doing the vocals is fun. I feel like over the years, like I've kind of hit all the things to do in a band. Like I played guitar, played bass, played drums, whatever. The only thing I hadn't done is vocals. So I feel like that was kind of like, oh, I can tick that off the list. And now I can really do it all.
Yeah. It's not, yeah, we got to get you more vocals.
But on the, I got to do more. I want to do more.
Get you more. We got to get you way more.
And like, I'll never play guitar in a band. We were just talking about that before.
Why not?
It's so funny that
I'm just over it. It's not fun. I was playing this and I was over it. It reminded me when I picked this up, it reminded me to leave it put down.
Sorry, Ken, what were you going to say?
It's just funny. I literally was like, I wonder if I thought about it the other day. I wonder if Darren's ever down to play guitar.
in
that was yesterday. Yeah, I was
in Doozy.
No drum, bass, guitar, noisy.
This is like kind of a, in my brain, it follows, but like maybe a clunky segue of, so like Doozy is bass and drums, end of sentence, and vibes. And in my understanding, and like, obviously correct me if I'm wrong, there isn't really anything in Vancouver that is super similar, like in terms of sound and like vibes to Doozy. And so I'm curious, like, what you see as its, like, place or, like, what your guys maybe approach to, like, being in Vancouver specifically, like, music scene is, if any.
I don't know. Like, I don't think we know. I think one thing that might need to happen is, like, some sort of release.
Mm.
And I don't know, like, what that is. For me, like, I'm not part of that. Like, are we unique in sound in Vancouver?
I'd say so. But I don't know, like, there's no, like, direct kind of
influence,
similar sounding bands, but, like, there's tons of bands that, like, I hear and I'm like, oh, that'd be sick if, like, Doozy played a show with them.
Mm-hmm.
And even just, like, other bands that are doing, like, similarly unique things, like, Boy Motor.
Yeah, I like Boy Motor. They do their thing.
Nature Lake or, like, Natlak. There was another two piece, but I haven't seen them play for a while.
What do you know what Boy Motor considers themselves, like, genre wise, or if they do
noisy emo stuff?
And like Natlak is noise, right?
Pretty noisy.
What's Doozy?
I can't say we're noise. maybe you could. Noise is like, I just can't see noise. Like, noise music is very, very good, and I love it. But like the term noise is so wild.
Mm-hmm.
That's such a like wild thing to claim.
We are noise.
Yeah.
Like, when I think of noise, I just think of like a greasy guy with like a weird table setup with like, yeah,
but the inventor type.
Yeah.
The steampunk musician, the theremin user. Noise is like waste. Noise is like sonic waste. No noise music is actually noise. That's the thing, right? It's like organized. That's what makes it beautiful, because it's organized, but it organizes a lot of other stuff in it and like has a lot of noise in it, but it's all controlled and like it's a song still.
If you had to genre, like give Doozy a genre, what would you give it?
Something stupid. But that's just my instinct, is to call it something stupid. Like, you put it down as a submission. That's hilarious.
Oh, hyper grunge.
Hyper grunge. So dumb.
So funny.
Or like a hyper funk.
Oh.
So cringy. It's so funny. Like, I don't know. Hyper is just funny to me.
Well, hyper noise.
Hyper noise? That's really good. That, yeah, that pushes it all. It's over the edge, and now it's great. It's like stupid. It's fully dumb again.
I'm curious about like Doozy being on like the NB Party compilation, and also like Masank jumping on the Vic Square thing. Like, how do you guys like as a project approach collaborations, if slash when you do, and like how do they fit into like the practice that is Doozy?
I think like in the case of Masank, it's like open arms, like friendship thing for me. So it's like it's always gonna work. We really do have to like finish this album and like move on so that we can work with Michelle more, because like I think what we wanted to do is just like finish something quick that we like really, not quick but complete and like done, and then like start to really dive further into, I guess, what we've worked alongside. I think that goes for like playing shows with people, being on the compilation, because like that's how it happened as well, right? Was it not a show first and then they asked
for the compilation?
Yeah.
Because NB Party is like Seattle based, and I think they do a lot of shows in Seattle, or at least they have been for a point. It'd be cool if there was like NB Party Vancouver branch.
Yeah. That would be
put on like shows up here. The thing with like the Masank kind of collab we did, like, so we did it with the intent of playing Vic Square, but like after Vic Square, it wasn't really like, okay, like bye Michelle. Like we were like, let's do this again. Like we should do more of this.
Yeah.
And like, so it's kind of been in the books to do more.
Yeah.
But
it's been a while since we have. Like at some point I want to get on keys somehow. It's crazy, but I think we can do it. Like it just needs to be the right sound thing, and then it'll happen. Like I don't want to be the guru. Like I don't want to go like have like all the sounds at my disposal and be flipping. Like it's not like that. Like I just want like one sound that I know works with the drum tones, and like, I don't know, dare I loop? There's so much to explore with what we have. I think that's the fun part. And like the approach to every practice is just like get loose. And like that comes first. If like a song isn't working out, like there's no shame in not doing it. Like you gotta do what will work for that time, even if it's just like playing new stuff or just making stuff up on the spot. And like, once again, the live thing, that's all a part of the live experience, is like, it's like a workout, you know? Physically, if you're playing it or like dancing to it, but also like spiritually, like spiritually, like it's a transformative thing. It can be as well. The sounds are just like characters moving through a process, and like knowing that process and like enjoying it as a song, that's like crazy to me. That's basically what Doozy is.
Slay. That's all. That's like all of the questions that I have. Although, oh no, I just actually thought of one. While you were talking, Canon. So, like, you're saying, like, you just need to get a release out or whatever. Like, do you feel excited about the idea of having a release out? Or, like, do you feel excited about like what the release is, or does it feel more kind of like a like milestone, or like I don't know, like almost like portfolio or something?
I'm excited to get the release out. When we first listened to the mixes, like I guess it was a week after the actual recording, like that got me stoked. Like it's really good. It's like really good.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. So I think that'll
Oh.
be really good. I think when we keep saying like, oh, we gotta like get the release done. I'm trying to think of like a weird like visual image of it. It's like I've been watching a lot of I've been watching a lot of it's like one of those like corny like early 2000s like reality shows where they like reenact like people who almost died. Like, oh, they got stranded at sea, or like they like were ice climbing, like, and like how do they survive? Like, oh, I shouldn't be alive is what it's called. So this is my image. There's like the ice climber guy, and he's got all the weight of the songs.
Yeah.
He's and it's holding them. It's holding them, and he's like, gotta get to the top.
The
And
song.
getting to the top is getting the album release done. And it's like you still have all that stuff, but
Yeah.
you're at the top of the ice cliff. So now it's not like a pulling force on you.
Yeah.
You
Yeah.
still have it
And
all.
then
Nobody
nobody does. It's
dies.
just
always that
So
stress.
that's always the happy ending.
But until that point, it's gonna be that stressful.
Yeah.
Always.
Darren's in a totally different place about the release. It's wild. I didn't even know. It really encourages me to hear that you love it. That you said it's like excellent
Oh
after hearing. Because like my mindset right now is like in a totally different zone. It's like critical, like lasers. It's so hard to describe. Like I know how good it is, but like I'm not hearing it yet, you know?
I think one thing that's going to be like challenging is because we're doing the mixing ourselves and like mostly Canon, to be honest. And like it's I feel like every other release I've done, like with other bands, like I've been super hands off with the mixing. Like I was like, oh yeah, it sounds good. Like, oh, could you like make this a little bit louder or something? I don't know. Like, but like I've never had that experience where each song you're listening to it like hundreds and hundreds of times, like on repeat, like little
But
sections
also
only.
that's like not necessary either. Like only one person really has to do that. And like taking that on, like and like that's what I try to like when we first heard it, that's what I was showing you kind of like I guess like the fundamental moves in the mixing process and being like, dude, like this is like if you think of the sounds in these terms, then you can get what you want to hear and you have like a lot of weight in the situation. You can like if you feel that you want to. I mean, I don't know. Not everybody resonates with that like creative process of being like, oh, like what if this sounded louder and was stupid and silly or something, right? Like I fully like there's no reason for you not to be fully expressed in the mix.
Once the vocals are in, like it's
Yeah.
gonna be amazing.
That's yeah. Oh, we have samples of like vocals because we wanted to do vocals recorded live in our practice. It just like didn't work to where we wanted it to be at. And it made sense. It's like you're not supposed to record your vocals at the same time. We were like, well, whatever. But anyways, there's like a little bit of vocals and like with a rough mix, oh, it's perfect. It's so good.
Okay, my last question is just because teachable moments is all about figuring out what's cool. What is Doozy's definition of the word cool?
Cool is sick. I think cool is silly as hell. Like, I think cool is really like it's a nostalgia thing for me. It's like all the coolest stuff is just kind of funny. Like whatever it is, sunglasses, you know, like flames.
Okay, cool.
We're going with classic cool.
Like flames on shirts and stuff, like
Sick.
frosted tips,
low riding, hat tilts.
Baggy jeans that are like frayed at the cuff. DC shoes. An MP3 player with at least a gigabyte, so you can get like a good amount of songs on there.
Yeah, that's cool.
So cool.
I mean, yeah, like my older sister honestly is like a big one for me. Like whatever she did was cool to me. Like, all right, that's cool.
Same. My sister had a red two-door Acura Integra. It was really cool.
Nice.
Very cool stuff. Yeah, cool. But like also, yeah, I don't know. Very cool. Like who says that? Like what are you supposed to use cool? pool to me is icy. It's like, it has that, you know, it's got like, it's like a smoke, you know, dry ice.
Thank you so much for the thorough list. My listeners will be so stoked.
This is, yeah, this is so weird. Like,
so
you're gonna be listening back. You're gonna be in trouble.
I'm taking notes.
So, in summation, silliness, nostalgia, and dry ice.
Oh, not the dry ice.
I love it. Oh, is there anything else that you want to say? What air?
Be ready.
it's gonna be a fun summer.
I think things are just getting serious. You know, the investments are getting real.
Doxa Documentary Film Festival returns May 2nd to 12th, 2024. Audiences of all ages are invited to 10 days of curiosity and critical thought in film. For 22 years, Doxa continues to present both short and feature films from across Canada and the globe, representing some of the best in documentary cinema. This year, Doxa is once again returning to local theaters in Vancouver and will feature live discussions, workshops, and other industry networking events with filmmakers. Visit doxafestival.ca for tickets, and we hope to see you there.
Where do you go to cry? Where do you go to scream? Where do you go to sing at the top of your lungs and play instruments and be free? You can join UBC Cry Club. UBC Cry Club provides instruments and a judgment-free zone for people to let loose and be free using music as therapy. UBC Cry Club meets at 8 p.m. on Wednesdays at the Fraser River Parkade. For more information, go to M01E on Instagram.
Yeah.
up. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded, ancestral, traditional, and shared territories of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations in the city currently known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. You just heard the song I Channel You by Doozy, and then just for that was an amazing interview with Doozy themselves. Big things coming, including an album out sometime this summer, and a thorough and stunning list of things that are cool that I hope you were taking notes, because they were immaculate suggestions. We're gonna move right along. This next song is Doubt by Masank off of their Once More With Feeling album, and you're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Ça laisse des traces. toutes les limites, tu les dépasses. Tes excuses sont assez lâches. Oui, tu t'embarrasses. T'essaies de m'embrasser. Fais déjà 5 fois, je t'ai esquivé. Non. Toutes les limites, tu les dépasses. Tes excuses sont assez lâches. Ça laisse tes traces. Prends ton trou, prends ta place. Tu sais, ça laisse tes traces. Prends ton trou, prends ta place. Tu sais, ça laisse tes traces. Pas très perspicace. Ton flirtre m'a chier. Tu prétends plus te rappeler. Ah ouais, t'es désolée. Dans cette salle, t'étais le seul visage reconnaissable. Oui, c'est dégueulasse. Comment tu laisses tes traces sur mon corps, sans mon accord. Balançons.
Moon River, the collaborative new project from members of the Juno-nominated indie folk mainstays, The Wooden Sky and Linda Ortega, Kathleen Edwards, and Corb Lund's bands, could easily be described as a supergroup of sorts. Not just because of their collective talents, but because the music on their debut album, Volume 1, is simply super. Their knack for creating sonic worlds that are at once lightly trippy and wholly inviting means that as much as they draw on inspirations from decades past, they maintain a pleasing, distinctly out-of-time feel. Described as Buddy Holly meets krautrock, it's something that you need to hear to fully comprehend. And Vancouverites will have the chance on April 5th at Green Autobody at 1822 Pandora Street, alongside Brandon Wolf Scott and Jody Glenham. Advance tickets are on sale now via Eventbrite for $22.63. So get yours now and mark your calendar to see Moon River live on Friday, April 5th.
Okay, let's see here. Blend equal parts science and stories. Add a few shakes of music and soundscape, and wrap it all up in a big question. How can we see this more than human world in a new light and take part in shaping a healthy Anthropocene? Catch Future Ecologies every Sunday at 8 a.m. on CITR.
Sigue con su fuerza, mi hija, los gobiernos no respetan, ellos matan, luego tapan, se disfrazan con sus armas.
What is up? You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded ancestral traditional unshared territories, the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations, in the city colonially known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. Use the song Acabemos con el Femicido by Pelada off of their Ahora Más Que Nunca album. Just before that was Patre Pasquipas by Sela Edna and Uyas Echo, and then open that set with Doubt by Mistake off of their Once More With Feeling album. You're listening to Teachable Moments, CITR's Watch Over Top for What's Hot and What's Not. Today's definition of the word cool was cool, nouns, silliness, nostalgia, and dry ice, featuring an interview with Doozy. If you missed the interview, tragically, you will be able to listen to it on CITR.ca alongside an extensive list of things that are cool. But we gotta move right along. This next song is Rocks by Drill off of their brand new album Permanent. I have been obsessed with Drill since their album This Is Not a Drill came out, or I guess a demo EP, I don't know, release came out. I want to say in like 2020, 2019. So good. And this is their new album Permanent. And this is the song Rocks. And you're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. What is up? You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded, ancestral, traditional, and shared territories of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations in the city colonially known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. You just heard the song Flattened and Silent by Natlak off of their EP1. Just before that was Cops Aren't Helping My Problems by Bile Sister off of their release Living on the Edge, and then opened that set with Brand New Drill with their song Rocks off of their album Permanent. You are listening to Teachable Moments, CITR's one-stop shop for what's hot and what's not. I'm your host, Dork. You are you. And today's definition of the word cool is cool nouns, silliness, nostalgia, and dry ice, featuring Doozy. We had an amazing interview with them earlier in this episode. If you missed it, you can listen back on CITR.ca. That being said, we have to close the show. Unfortunately, this last song is It's Not Okay to Bite People That You Don't Know by Sissy XO off of their Public Humiliation album. And you are listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM.